Welcome to the Sales and Marketing ROI Podcast, episode number 26, 5 Must-Read Return on Investment Articles. In this podcast, we are going to talk about some of the best marketing articles that focus on the topic of ROI, or return on investment. Return on investment is a popular metric that is used to measure the efficiency of different investments. It's also a great way to compare different marketing tactics and marketing mediums to determine which is delivering better results for your company's bottom line. The 5 articles we mentioned in this podcast should help to give you a solid foundation and better understanding of ROI and how it relates to marketing. You can find these articles on our blog at profitworks.ca. So let's get started. Our first article from Investopedia is called How to Calculate ROI of a Marketing Campaign. The reason this is a must-read is that without going through an article on how to understand and calculate ROI, every other article on this list will be more difficult to understand. The article takes you through how to calculate the ROI of your marketing investments, and they give you 2 credible ways to calculate ROI for your business. The first return on investment calculation that they give you is calculated like this. ROI is equal to sales growth from marketing minus marketing costs divided by marketing costs. The second way that they give you to calculate ROI is called campaign attributable ROI, and it's calculated like this. Sales growth minus marketing costs divided by marketing costs minus average organic sales growth is equal to your return on investment. This article also touches on the challenges that you can face when using ROI to calculate whether or not a marketing venture is working well. It's a great article to start with if you're just learning about ROI for the first time. The second article, which we found at riverbedmarketing.com, is titled How to Generate High Marketing ROI for Your Business. This article dives directly into how you can make your business a marketing-fueled machine that constantly achieves a high ROI on its investments. They touch on a number of highly important aspects of effective marketing, such as producing content to support your end goals, choosing media methods that produce the highest amount of conversions, developing high-converting lead magnet content, and how to manage lead quality. It's a fantastic article for anyone who's looking for a broad idea of how to effectively market their company or use their marketing budget to optimize for the highest return. Our third article, found at webstrategiesinc.com, is titled What is a Good Marketing ROI? This article seeks to answer the question, how do I know if my marketing investments are working? In this article, they discuss the marketing cost ratio, which can be used to understand whether or not a marketing revenue is effective for you. Like the ROI calculation, marketing cost ratio is used to represent how much money is generated for every dollar spent. According to the article, a good marketing ROI is 5-to-1 and is considered a strong return for many businesses, but your target ratio will vary greatly depending on your industry. This is a ratio based simply on sales. For example, if you spend $10 on marketing, which results in a sale of $50, you'll have a marketing cost ratio of 5-to-1. However, it doesn't take into account the cost of producing a product or service. While you're selling the item for $50, it may cost $30 to make, leaving you with only a $10 surplus. That's why 5-to-1 is considered a good benchmark when not taking costs into account. Our next article from eConsultancy.com is called Email Remains the Best Digital Channel for ROI. This article takes a short but informative look at email marketing as a valuable source of digital marketing. The article claims that email marketing revenues continue to rise despite the fact that many others believe that email marketing is dying as a strong source of revenue for business due to the competition of social media, instant messaging, and the fear of spam. In fact, it's currently marked as the best channel in terms of ROI, with search engine optimization coming in at a close second. It's a great article to help you understand what current digital channels are producing the highest ROI for their clients. Our final article, which we found on Forbes, is called What ROI Can I Expect from SEO? This is a fantastic article for anyone who is considering diving into search engine optimization as a form of marketing for their business. Many people hope to gain an understanding of what to expect from search engine optimization, but as stated by Jason Demers, when my clients ask me how they can predictably determine the ROI of their SEO efforts, I wish I could give them a cut and dry answer. The truth is, however, that there is no standard X plus Y equals Z when it comes to SEO. Unlike other forms of marketing, search engine optimization works more like the stock market than like a slot machine. Rather than pulling a lever and hoping to hit the jackpot somehow, search engine optimization is something that grows slowly and often also takes a fall. But with patience, it can be an incredibly high-returning investment. If you're considering SEO as a part of your marketing budget, be sure to read this article first to have a strong grasp of what to be expecting in terms of return on investment within the first few months and even further down the road. If you're interested in reading any of the aforementioned articles, or if you're interested in reading any articles on ROI, be sure to visit our website at profitworks.ca. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast brought to you by ProfitWorks Small Business Services Incorporated. We provide a number of email marketing, website traffic, and website conversion optimization services, which help to increase the number of sales generated from your website. If you'd like to get a free review of your website from one of our website conversion experts, just head on over to profitworks.ca. Again, we want to thank you for listening to ProfitWorks Podcast, episode number 26. If you feel you have any comments or questions for us, feel free to contact us today.